part of the diagnostic process.
Well, doctor, listen, I know you guys don't make a lot of money.
I wrote your people a check last month.
Oh, well, write us another one.
Talk to Chase, he's rich.
My dad, not me.
Every minute, 4 people die of TB.
Wow.
How can you sleep at night? There's people dying in Africa of a disease that we cured over...
Yeah, I know. I saw the concert.
Seriously.
When you sleep 6 hours, that means every night you kill 1,440 people. I guess you gotta get some sleep, but come on. If you stayed up another 10 minutes, you could have saved 40 lives. Do you send notes to the families in the morning? That's gonna take at least 10 minutes, so that's another 40 dead, another 40 notes. Why don't you go wreck yourself with guilt in your own room?
No, thanks. I'll stay. I'd like to hear the differential.
Dr. Cameron, tell the doctor why it's not a good idea for the patient to be here.
He's an immunologist and a TB expert.
That'll be very useful if we need somebody to say the words. I think it's TB. What is that?
Oh, that. I'm sorry. That's my body powder. It's the only thing I found that works in the Sahara. I'm kind of used to it. I don't even notice it.
Who thinks it smells like an elephant dung smoothie?
It smells okay to me.
That is exactly why the patient shouldn't be in the room. If you can't tell a man that his cologne makes you want to puke, how are you going to tell him that he's an idiot?
He's not an idiot.
Sure, you say that now, while he's in the room.
Look, I don't have time for this. It's TB.
Nope. Symptoms are too varied.
Well, if you haven't seen 10,000 cases...